Thanks for joining us on Streamlines, your source for water knowledge. I'm your host, John McMain, with South Dakota State University Extension. This is episode 9. Hello again, everyone. This is John McMain.
And Anthony Bly.
And today, Anthony, we are talking about subsurface drip irrigation.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Fascinating stuff. So what do you think of when you think of subsurface drip irrigation?
These little tubes that go through the soil and supply the roots with water.
That's exactly right. So I have some hands-on experience with drip irrigation. So just a little anecdote here. When I was growing up in Kentucky, my old Kentucky home, we raised vegetables and we sold on the farmer's market. We had about 2 acres of vegetables. And one of the tasks every spring before planting and every fall was to manage our drip irrigation system. And so we would run T-tape along the rows, which was, these little black tubes that had little slits in it. And then we'd set up the pump and we had a fertigation system. And it was surface drip irrigation, but I had hands-on experience before I ever went to college to be an engineer with surface drip irrigation. So it is near and dear to my heart. Even though I didn't appreciate it at the time, it was good experience. Anyway, so subsurface drip irrigation, it kind of is a technology that is used in predominantly higher value crops, but we're seeing use and uptake in row crops.
Yes, we are.
And it's a really interesting trend. There's value in it. It has value. And so I talked to my good friend and colleague, Dr. Todd Troyan. So we're going to be hearing from him today about subsurface drip irrigation. And he's worked on subsurface drip irrigation probably for 20 years plus. He was in Kansas for a while where a lot of this technology was pioneered. We'll let him tell us what exactly is subsurface drip irrigation.
Subsurface drip irrigation is the practice of placing drip lines with individual emitters below ground, then generally at depths of maybe 10 to 12 to 18 to 20 inches deep. And then we tie multiple drip lines then together into our water source.
So it's not necessarily a complicated process. You're taking water, you're putting it exactly where you want it.
Right.
So there's some efficiencies there, which is a nice thing. But I asked Todd kind of how this differed specifically on the efficiency question from other types of irrigation, specifically pivot.
When we apply the irrigation water with the SDI system directly into the root zone, that means we're bypassing the soil surface. And by not adding salts at the soil surface, then we're avoiding problems such as perhaps if there's some sodium in the water that might increase soil dispersion or cause some infiltration rate problems. We're avoiding some of that by introducing the water directly into the root zone instead of at the soil surface. When using SDI, we need to be careful of where the wetting front end up in relation to the drip line. That is, water gets pushed outward and upward and downward from the drip line, and then water moves through the soil. And water carries the salts then in the soil. Where the roots extract the water from the root zone, from the soil, then it leaves the salts behind. So sometimes salts can accumulate at a location where the wetting front has set up consistently. So we need to be careful about salt accumulation in specific locations if our design and management would force, if you will, a wetting front stability kind of thing where a lot of water gets extracted in the same area and leaves behind a lot of salts. Again, we'd get some flushing from our wet cycle when the drainage system would be active, but we do need to be careful of that potential salinity accumulations in specific places in the root zone.
I
suppose it's a water source.
Yeah. It goes back a lot of times to what is the water source and the water quality and considerations of what you're actually putting into the soil with that water.
Right.
And how that's going to affect that soil. There are some benefits. So if you compare SDI and surface irrigation, like a center pivot, one difference would be kind of where the salts would be in the soil, right? And so you don't have them on the surface, but you're not out of the woods because, like Todd mentioned, you have that wetting front, and you can run into problems with that if you don't monitor that, because then you're basically, your flow is constrained around that wetting front because that's where the salts get to, and then you're constraining any growth within that wetting front.
Both promoting and maybe inhibiting it at the same time is what I'm taking in from that.
That's a good point, yeah. So we have an episode on sub-irrigation, which is irrigating through tile.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Todd to differentiate for us sub-irrigation, which is also a subsurface, you know, delivery of water, and subsurface drip irrigation. And this is what he had to say.
Subsurface drip irrigation, or SDI, is the specific addition of drip lines underground in the field, as opposed to sub-irrigation, where we just reverse the direction of water flow in our drain tiles. Sub-irrigation would use an existing or a newly installed drainage system then to introduce water into the ground. So sub-irrigation would be kind of a dual-purpose system, whereas SDI, subsurface drip, is a specific irrigation system then, and optimized then to apply water as an irrigation system.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to talk about that one, Eddie.
No, that's very clear explanation.
Yeah. And so one downside, I guess, of subsurface drip irrigation versus sub-irrigation is it's a separate system, but there are benefits because it's easier to manage. Like, you don't have to, with sub-irrigation through tile, you have to actually raise the water level up from the tile to wherever the roots are.
I would think that would take a lot more water.
It does. And subsurface drip irrigation, A, you're using emitters to do a small amount of water, and you're targeting right at the root zone. So it's more efficient.
A lot more efficient.
Yeah.
Maximum efficiency.
Maximum efficiency. And so I asked Todd about this, and Todd said subsurface drip irrigation is the most efficient irrigation system, as you might imagine.
Absolutely. I can see that.
And the two biggest reasons are the amount of water that you're using. You're not wasting any water doing other stuff with it, right? Surface irrigation, some of it's going to evaporation.
Runoff.
Runoff. And then SDI also delivers the location of where the water goes is maximum efficiency as well. So it's a good system. It has a lot of positives, but as with everything, Anthony, it is not perfect.
No.
So I asked Todd, what are the downsides or challenges with subsurface drip irrigation? And a lot of it honestly centers around the same things that make it good, right? So you have these really small holes. You're not putting out much water, but if you have anything in the system, you can run into problems. This is what Todd had to say about challenges with subsurface drip irrigation.
So SDI as a micro irrigation system, that is an irrigation system with small flow rates per emitter, means that the holes through which the water flows are very small. And because of that, then they are easy to clog with like silt particles or sometimes chemical accumulations in the emitters, or root intrusion in the emitters in some cases can be a problem. And those things can lead to then the leading cause of problems in micro-irrigation systems, and that's emitter clogging. And worldwide, the biggest cause of micro-irrigation system losses. But if we take some specific steps, we can help prevent or avoid emitter clogging. And so to do that, we use the five-step program for emitter clogging prevention. First, choose the right hardware, especially the right emitter. Emitter selection is a compromise between low flow rates, which bring economic advantages to the system, versus higher flow rate emitters, which are easier to keep unclogged. That is, the holes are bigger, so they're easier to keep clean. Step two then is filtration. We have to have some sort of filtration system to remove any solids in the water. Step three is some sort of flushing has to be available. Even though we're filtering the water and removing the solids, there are always particles that are smaller than the filter size that we use. Fourth, then, we need to have some way to injecting some chemicals into the system. And in terms of keeping emitters clean, very often that involves injecting some chlorine to control the biological growth within in the drip lines, keep things from growing, especially bacteria, from growing in the drip lines and possibly clogging the emitters. And then finally, step five is we need to have a good monitoring program. We can't see that the water is flowing out the emitters anymore because the emitters are buried. So we need to use indirect measures like flow rates. A good flow meter is invaluable here, as in many cases in irrigation. And pressure measurements at various points in the system to make sure that we don't have leaks or clogs. So we use that five-step method for emitter clogging prevention then to protect our investment in this SDI system.
Management.
Management's important. Mm-hmm. And selection, what goes into the system is important, and then managing it is important as well. So this is much different than, say, a saturated buffer, which it's a completely different objective, but saturated buffer, you build it, you can pretty much forget about it. Maybe check on it annually. A subsurface drip irrigation, there's a lot of moving parts or a lot of potential failure locations. And because of that, you got to keep a close eye on your system.
Absolutely.
So that's all the time we have for today for subsurface drip irrigation. It's been an action-packed episode so far, and part two is going to be even more information. So in the meantime, consider the downsides of subsurface drip irrigation. And in the next episode, we'll talk to Todd about how we can address these downsides or challenges and other properties that subsurface drip irrigation can really shine and really help. Thanks for joining us today on Streamlines. We sure had a lot of fun today. Hope you did too. If you want to learn more about anything you heard today, head on over to the SDSU Extension website. But for now, I'm John McMain.
I'm Anthony Vly.
And we'll catch you next time.